From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The top investigative agency in Russia says it's looking into several motives in the killing of a prominent critic of President Vladimir Putin. Boris Nemtsov was gunned down as he walked near the Kremlin yesterday. The investigative committee, though, did not address the possibility that his death was connected to his criticism of Putin. But former Russian Prime Minister, now opposition member Mikhail Kasyanov, says democratic elements are being victimized and hounded in Russia.
We live in an environment right now when the society is split quite heavily in support of current regime and opposite. And therefore, we feel and we see more and more extreme expressions against liberal democrats, against us.
A planned anti-government rally set for Sunday, which Nemtsov had planned to attend, has been canceled. Organizers are planning to rally in mourning instead. The leftist prime minister of Greece is lashing out at the right-wing governments of Portugal and Spain, accusing them of trying to weaken the new Greek government. From Athens, Joanna Kakissis reports the hardline tone comes as the prime minister hints Greece might not be able to pay its loans this summer.
Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras told leaders in his Syriza party that Spain and Portugal want to marginalize his fledgling government because they're afraid of anti-austerity movements rising in their own countries. Lisbon and Madrid sided with Berlin during heated Eurozone negotiations to give Athens a four-month credit extension. Now Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis says he wants more negotiations on the terms of billions in Greek government bonds held by the Frankfurt-based European Central Bank. In a radio interview, he said Greece may struggle to make an ECB loan payment this summer, as well as a payment to the International Monetary Fund next month. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
For a second day, hundreds of airline flights out of Dallas, Texas, were canceled or delayed because of ice and freezing rain. From member station KERA in Dallas, Dwahali Saikautau has more.
Sanding crews continue to work the streets and highways, improving road conditions, but another refreeze is expected overnight. Saturday, temperatures rose above freezing, so that's helped drivers. Runways at Love Field are open. That's the case at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, too. Airlines have been de-icing planes to move thousands of stranded passengers. DFW reported the most cancellations in the country. For NPR News, I'm Dwahali Saikautau in Dallas.
And heavy snow hit parts of New Mexico overnight with record snowfall in some areas. The area is also expected to get more snow throughout the weekend. And in Southern California, the state's struggling ski resorts are looking forward to some snow. The National Weather Service says up to a foot could fall in the San Bernardino and Angeles National Forests. This is NPR.
In a 91st birthday interview with the state broadcast,
Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe is threatening to take over more land owned by white people, but he also acknowledges that when white-owned land was expropriated in the past, mistakes were made. Prices at the gas pump were up 12 cents in the past week to an average price of $2.40 a gallon. GasBuddy.com says more price hikes, around 10 to 15 cents, are expected next week. That's thanks to cold weather causing problems at refineries. And the fact that most refineries are switching to a summer blend. Still, the price is more than a dollar a gallon, less than it was a year ago. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is telling California Republicans the party shouldn't rush to choose a 2016 presidential nominee because of pressures from pundits and donors. Christie addressed about 500 lunch guests Saturday at California Republican Party's convention in Sacramento. He says news stories in the coming months will say Republicans can't afford a long nomination battle and should unite behind whatever candidate appears to have the most money, the most endorsements, or the best press coverage. But he reminded the audience that former California Governor Ronald Reagan didn't win the presidential nomination until May of 1980, and President Obama didn't win the Democratic nomination until June of 2008. Former NBA power forward Anthony Mason has died. Mason played for several NBA teams in the 1990s, including the New York Knicks. This is NPR.